December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
2,403 American soldiers and civilians lost their lives in the attack on Pearl Harbor. On Wednesday, the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. was the site of the 75th anniversary commemoration of Pearl Harbor. Among the many dignitaries in attendance were Vice President-elect Mike Pence, the Honorable Senator John McCain from the great state of Arizona, Josiah Bunting III, Chairman of the Friends of the World War II Memorial, and the President of the Washington Redskins, Bruce Allen, all of whom were wreath presenters at the ceremony.
It's quite moving, really, to be around these heroes and to hear their stories that go back to Pearl Harbor. Yes, we owe them a debt of gratitude that we'll never be able to repay.
Many American families were changed that day. Many endured the pain of separation from loved ones. And many suffered the pain that time never completely heals. The loss of children and parents and siblings. America, too, was changed forever. For the events of that infamous day, the day that summoned the might and courage and compassion of the American people to a world war, and the beginning of our country's rise to its preeminence among the nations of the world, a preeminence we maintain to this day to our benefit and the benefit of humanity.
29 World War II veterans, including 7 Pearl Harbor survivors, were at the ceremony. For them, it was an absolute honor to spend the day at the memorial.
That means a whole lot to me. It really does. At 95, I'm lucky.
Oh, it's wonderful, and I feel great. As a kid at heart, I'm only 97, and I'm just having a good time.
The important thing, to quote our greatest ally, Sir Winston Churchill, is that succeeding generations not be allowed to forget their sacrifice and their example. Succeeding generations